my soul. Send a great revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack
Treiber.
Well,
hello, good neighbor. Welcome to Thursday. It's already June the 4th, and January, new year. I hope that you're having a good day. And I'm so thankful for each and every one of you. We have the men of grace that are singing for us today, Walking by the Sea. We'll be in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 today, if you'll get your Bibles ready, get them open, and we'll look forward to that. Walking the Sea. Here's a good song. I think you'll enjoy it.
Out upon Galilee one night, angry waves gained in maddening height. As the disciples sailed in fright over the deep, rowing against contrary wind, knowing not what might be the end, Jesus then came, their dearest friend, walking the sea.
Well, vainly they tried to right their wrong, there where the tempest was so strong, hoping upon the shores along safely to be. Then Jesus they saw, while their dismay, him under whom they prayed for aid, saying, "It's I, be not afraid." Walking the sea, walking the sea,
walking the stormy sea,
walking the sea,
walking the raging sea. Jesus at night came unto them, walking the sea,
the stormy sea,
walking the sea,
walking the raging sea.
Jesus at night came unto them, walking the sea.
Trouble sometimes may round you roll while on your voyage to the goal, just as they did in days of old on Galilee. Faithfully strive your ship to guide, knowing through storm safely ride. Jesus is ever at your side, walking your sea,
walking the sea,
walking the stormy sea.
He's walking your sea,
walking your raging sea. Jesus at night came unto them, walking the sea,
walking the sea,
walking the stormy sea.
He's walking your sea,
walking the raging sea. Jesus at night came unto them, walking the sea. Jesus at night came unto them,
walking the sea,
walking the sea.
Oh, that's a good song, Walking the Sea. Well, I hope you're having a good summer. We're in the midst of it. Don't miss Sunday school. Get to Sunday school. Don't miss Sunday morning. Get to Sunday morning. Don't miss Sunday night. All be in the house of God. I hope that you will. I hope you'll give yourself to God. You know, summer could be a great time. We've got long days, sun is up. I was looking up in Montana the other day. I was preaching there last week. And it's after 9 o'clock at night, the sun sets. Wow, I love that. Man, I could live in a place like that. Alaska, I could not live in your 2 hours of sunlight in the winter. But in the summer, you have all day. It seems like it's just bright as can be. Well, wherever you live today, I hope you're living for Christ. And he's the only answer to your life. He's the answer to my life. I trust that you're living for him, loving him, serving him, tithing, being sold out, being separated, taking a stand for righteousness. Here's a song, The Echoes of Joy. I introduce them a lot. I play them a lot. They're the girls that grew up here. They're all married ladies now with children. They have one child. Another has one child. Another was expecting a fourth child. And they're good ladies, safe thus far. Go ahead, girls, you sing. And then we're in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 today. Thank you for listening. We find in the Bible in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 15, "Therefore, brethren, stand fast." He's writing to these Christians. The Satan is coming. He's talked about that just a few verses before us. And he says, Satan's coming, and that wicked one is out to destroy. "Therefore, stand fast." Stand fast, pastors, stand fast. Stand fast and hold the traditions which you have been taught, whereby the word is, are by epistle, by what we've written or by what we've said. Listen to this. I don't know why. I don't understand why you young preachers have to change the traditions. I don't understand it. I can't comprehend it. I can't comprehend that you're trying to change the Bible. Transitioning your people. Books are written transitioning your people away from the King James Bible. The last revival we had in America was with the King James Bible. There's never been a revival with the American Standard, with the Revised Version, with the Good News for Modern Men, with the Amplified, with the English language. There's never been a revival with any other text. I mean, it doesn't take the brains of a rocket scientist to figure this out. Hold the traditions, the Word of God. I am preaching from the Word of God, and every Word of God has been preserved. It's His Word. I'm not going to debate the Bible, the King James Bible. The Sunday school came into existence in the late 1700s. America was built with the Sunday school. Study history. America was built with the Sunday school. God's people were given the gift of teaching, and they were asked to be teachers of the Word of God. But every church, they said, well, you know, you Baptists, you take a verse and you preach that verse. Yeah, but the first thing you do is you drop the Sunday school, and you drop Sunday night, and you drop Wednesday night, and you're one and done. What are you talking about? You know, Jesus taught, he taught by parables. He told stories. Well, yeah, that was different. No, it wasn't different. I don't care. You know, a man preaches verse by verse. God bless him. I'm preaching verse by verse right now through Ephesians. I'm loving it Sunday nights. But there is topic by topic too, child of God. There's illustrate. You want to preach for the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Preach on that. That's just one verse. Preach on it. The traditions and the King James Bible and Sunday school and Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, keep it in there. The choir. Most of our independent fundamental Baptist church and all of our contemporary church, they don't have choirs anymore. We're going to have a choir in heaven. We're going to say amen and amen. We sit there and we just clap. The choir sings, special sings, they do their rock number, and we clap! Yes, good job! There was never clapping in the Bible after songs. There was amens! Praise God! That's our tradition! Our tradition is to bring up a generation to know and love Jesus Christ. God's Word says in chapter 3, verse number 6, now we command you, brethren, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you would draw yourself from every brother that walketh disorderly, not after the tradition which you received of us. Pastors, I've had to walk away my whole life from preachers. I'm always kind to every preacher. I don't care who they are. I'm kind to every preacher. And I'm very thoughtful to preachers. And I send gifts to preachers. They may not believe like I believe. They don't have to. But I'm going to withdraw myself. I'm not going to have them in my church. I'm not going to have them spilling their garbage in my church. No, that's not after the tradition. I believe in having the bus kids in the services. I just believe they ought to. My wife always says, then they get to be in college and they don't want to go to church because they've been in their little church services where they give away candy and give away all these things. No, they need preaching. They need singing. And it's so very important. Father, help us to hold the traditions. We're caving on this. We're throwing it away. And I pray that we'd recognize we are hastening the day of the Lord Jesus Christ when no one else is going to get saved. Help us to wake up to righteousness and help every preacher to stand up against wrong in his church. In Jesus' name, I ask this prayer. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.